Welcome to Electronic Jazz, 1 hour of fusion and smooth jazz from the 1960s to the present, hosted by Dr. Jazz and produced at the studios of KCHW in Chewelah, Washington. On today's Electronic Jazz, let's focus on the guitar of John McLaughlin, considered by some to be the world's greatest guitarist. McLaughlin was born in 1942 in Yorkshire, England. He first studied piano and violin, but switched to guitar at 11. After playing in several bands in England, McLaughlin came to the U.S. to work in drummer Tony Williams' band, and then appeared on several of Miles Davis's early jazz fusion albums. In 1971, he founded the Mahavishnu Orchestra, which played a complex fusion of jazz, rock, and Eastern music. Ever since then, McLaughlin has had a busy career as a sideman and leader. His playing combines elements of jazz, rock, world music, Indian classical, as well as Western classical, flamenco, and blues. Let's hear John McLaughlin on Encuentos in 1994, with Joey DeFrancesco on organ and Elvin Jones on drums, from the album After the Rain. And then from keyboardist Joe Sample's 1990 release, Ashes to Ashes, you'll hear The Last Child. Thank you. We are enjoying electronic jazz on this program. The Rippingtons recorded Mocha Java on their 1992 album, Weekend in Monaco. Then Patty Austin will sing I'll Be Waiting for You from her Carry On release of 1991. Guitarist Paul Jackson Jr., born in Los Angeles in 1959, has appeared on hundreds of recordings as a sideman in many different genres. Here's Jackson as a leader on 1 o'clock Blues from the 1993 album A River in the Desert.
Thank you.
Let's explore some more electronic jazz with Weather Report, a fusion band founded in 1970 by keyboardist Joe Zawinul and saxophonist Wayne Shorter. The group stayed active until 1986 with numerous personnel changes over the years. Here's Weather Report in 1976 with Elegant People from the album Black Market. Flute player Herbie Mann had a huge career in straight-ahead jazz, but on occasion crossed over into electronica. In 1968, here's Mann's flute with Memphis Underground.
Thank you.
This last set of electronic jazz will begin with guitarist Nick Colione, who recorded You Were There For Me in 2006 from the album Keepin' It Cool. Then Tina Marie will sing Work It from her 1987 release Naked to the World. Drummer Billy Cobham was born in Panama in 1944 and came to prominence with Miles Davis and the Mahavishnu Orchestra. You'll hear the title track from his Total Eclipse album of 1974. Thank you. Thanks for listening to Electronic Jazz, brought to you by Dr. Jazz, from the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW in Chewelah, Washington.